It's the Vero Insiders on your drive home. Thanks for tuning in.
Happy Wednesday.
That's right. Fastest hour. This is the good kind of conversation to have with you as you're rolling steady at that red light. We're going to keep you company. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery. Your happy host is with the Moses in the studio with one of my sidekicks.
Faye Dominique, and welcome back.
Oh, yes. This is our favorite way to get the end of the week going. Get you something to look forward to as the weekend is fast approaching. We just came off of a wonderful Father's Day.
Definitely so. I heard a lot of people had fun.
The weather was great.
Just a little warm.
The company was even better. I like it warm. I would rather be warm than cold any day of the week, so I'm not complaining.
True.
As I sip on my frosty drink, this is a delicious iced coffee. Crazy. I would usually have a cocktail, but, you know, we're changing things up today. That's the way it is. We do have a father in the studio, a wonderful guest joining us, Mr. Rick Baxter. Welcome, sir. Press Journal and TC Palm.
Thank you very much. Great to be here.
We're excited to have you. Over the past several months, I've been able to hear you speak at various functions, talking about the upcoming move that has now transpired. The Press Journal has a new home.
Yeah, we are very excited to be right in the heart of downtown on corner of 14th Ave and 21st Street and the Seminole Building.
Gorgeous location.
Yeah, it is totally cool to just be kind of in right in the middle of what I believe is the renaissance that is downtown Vero.
Okay.
Very cool time to be there. And we're just
really
humbled
is.
And honored to be part of it. You know, it's really a back to the future kind of thing because 30, 40 years ago, the Press Journal was about 40 feet away from where we are now.
Oh, that's interesting.
And we moved to Federal Highway, right? And now we moved back
to
our roots. What a cool thing and cool time. And we're just proud to be part of that with the Main Street Organization, Cultural Council, and just a cool time.
A lot
and a cool
of the
place.
Lifeblood of Vero is located in our downtown. I mean, that's the epicenter of most.
That's
communities.
True, most of the business.
And so it's really great to know that that's where you wanted to be and where you're now calling home. That particular building is very unique. It's very special. In fact, that whole neck of the woods right there of Main Street has a lot of historical aspects to it, from the Pocahontas building across the street and the Pocahontas Park to, of course, the Seminole building. And it has that really amazing rooftop.
Yeah.
Yeah. I bet that was a selling feature, sir.
Oh, absolutely.
Sign me up.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and we will, have some open houses and some soirees and that sort of thing once the weather cools down just a little bit, like in October.
Ooh,
and
a little Vero Insider.
Yeah.
Just
and we will fully utilize that outdoor space, you know, with
as you should.
Some nice tents out there and some guys rolling cigars, little three-piece kind of Latin
as
band, stuff
be.
Like
as
that.
Faye's
right,
very
know, so.
Familiar with this notion of rolling cigars, little Spanish music.
Yeah.
Yeah. Considering I do events for a living, I can definitely relate to that. And it would be really nice, especially in that venue.
Yeah. And it's just, you know, overlooking the park and just really cool.
Now your neighbor's with the Chamber building.
I know.
You don't have to go far to go to the post office. It's pure convenience down there, sir.
I know. And then all the new restaurants that have been opening the last year or two.
Deliciousness.
Yeah. So, and I just feel like it's the beginning of a really amazing time in downtown Vero. You know, you feel the pockets of different energy, and I think all that's going to come together in the next couple of years. And
I'm in complete agreement.
Yeah, it's going to be it's going to just get cooler and cooler,
well,
especially with guys like you around.
Exactly. That's what we do. We give you the scoop of where to go, what to try, and how to give back. We know that the Cultural Council is working diligently in revitalizing the whole neck of the woods from 60 South to 18th Street and then all the way west to 20th
right.
Avenue, making it a arts community. And so you're going to just be able to play into that so beautifully, because what the Press Journal does for our community is give us a voice. Granted, we here at the Vero Insiders, we get a microphone, but there's nothing to ever take away from the fact that when it goes in print and in black and white, that it has some real significance. And
very
I
true.
Right. I mean, I love reading. I love being able to read what's happening locally, what's trending locally. And granted, you can always go to TC Palm and really see what's trending.
Well,
hashtag it up. And
the audience here too is they like the written word.
I
still
do.
Like reading it, and there's something about it. Some
I like my tangible newspaper. I like a book still. I'm old school, even though I'm a young.
Yeah, it's interesting because this really is still a market that really does like the printed page.
Oh, definitely so.
And it's funny because that doesn't mean that people don't like the digital space too. So you see a lot
of
hybrid folks who have their phone with their text alerts and everything else that's going on with their apps, but they still like the printed page. So as far as we're concerned, that's a great combination, and that's exactly the space we're in.
And what you offer to the local businesses, should they want to advertise and so forth, correct? I
mean, Absolutely.
They can choose all those different mediums.
Right. So it's a great newspaper market, Vero. Fantastic.
Speaking of newspaper, I was away on vacation, and I came back, and my estimator buddy, who's very seasoned in the industry, literally came in skipping. And for those of you who know Buddy Dawson in this community, you know how adorable and really theatrical he can sometimes be. And so with that being said, he comes in with the newspaper of your Newsweekly, and he was so excited to show me that while I was away, there was a heading right in the center of the page, and it said Moving Day, and Press Journal is a new home, and there was a great picture of the Seminole Building and a white glove moving truck. How convenient. So tell us about your experience with a near and dear sponsor of this show, White Glove Moving Storage and Delivery.
Well, you guys really made it amazingly like a non-event. You were rock stars, so it was like no pain.
Ah, we love rock star status.
It was absolutely fantastic. Right? And everyone I dealt with at your company, too, actually had great attitudes, too. So that's totally awesome.
Thank you.
So, you know, when I was one of those guys in there stumbling around trying to get through as you guys are trying to do your job, move things in, we're going in and out of the building. And but all your folks just are really friendly, which
Aren't
is totally
they,
cool.
Though?
Yeah.
Thank
so,
you.
So, and, you know, the way you work with the Brackett family and everything, I mean, it was just smooth as silk. It was absolutely fantastic. You guys really did a phenomenal job.
Well, thank
White Club
you
moving.
So much.
You guys
it's a
are great,
great thing to hear.
Absolutely.
That is a great thing to hear. And it was, and that's what we strive for, whether it's a business or a family relocation. It's always about trying to make it as convenient as possible, as easy as possible, because there's always things that come up. Logistically, there's things. And big desks and small stairways are a real thing. And so you have to be able to find solutions and make it work and know what the expectations are of your customer. And so we're just honored that we had that opportunity, and that as much as we endorse and believe in the Press Journal to have that privilege of moving you and making it seamless and then being able to continue on with all of our advertising and all the fun that's in store. Our community, it's just growing leaps and bounds, and we were happy to bring such a foundation to the community, to the heart of downtown, and make it a fixture now, you know?
You're back home. If you look at it, you're back home.
Absolutely. Back to the future, back home, to the heart of downtown, historic heart of downtown.
That is so fun. You know, some of our other sponsors, we were talking about print, and Vero Beach Magazine is a proud sponsor of the Vero Insiders. It's a fantastic resource that comes out on a monthly basis that does different sorts of overviews and stories, whereas the Press Journal focuses on more breaking news, things that happen daily and weekly. And, you know, sometimes you don't necessarily do a book reviews in length, because there's too much news to be covered. So there's definitely that credibility that comes from the various sources of print publication. And I saw some great ads for the Press Journal and TC Palm there and Vero Beach Magazine. So that's a wonderful relationship.
Yeah, I think that's a world-class magazine. I mean, what a beautifully designed magazine, right? You can go all over the country.
Caliber,
yeah, and see that kind of level of design and elegance in that magazine. And, you know, Beth does a fantastic job. So, yeah, we love working with those guys.
Well, she takes a lot of pride, and I can speak personally to her. I mean, the quality of the work and the detail that she takes for every issue, for every page, for every, is amazing. And it's, you know, and it's on a caliber that it worked on, whether it be a New York market here or Los Angeles, it's amazing.
Right. It's at that world-class level, and it's reflective of the sophistication of the Vero market.
Exactly.
So it's totally appropriate. So, she's done a fantastic job.
They go hand in hand. And, of course, that's her background. She comes from such high-end publications and in markets where that was the expectation. And to be able to have that here now going on 18 years in Vero, the first, the only, it's quite a celebration. And I love seeing both the Press Journal and Vero Beach Magazine share that same common goal and being able to spread the good word and the good messages of what Vero and our local community has to offer. It's fantastic.
Yeah, well, Vero is a special place,
you
know.
It really is.
And it deserves, you know, that kind of special coverage. So we really
said,
yeah,
Rick.
It really is, though, you know.
Well said.
And people who live here know that.
Right. That's why we're here.
Right. And there's a tremendous community pride, and it's well deserved. And
very
We just hope that's reflected in our publications and our digital products.
And for people that relocate here and stuff, I mean, it's still known as, you know, the Hamptons of South Florida.
Right, right.
And they maintain that. They maintain that in the quality of the level of everything that they do.
Yeah, very cool. That's a great analogy. Having grown up in Long Island, Huntington, Long Island, as a kid vacationing in the Hamptons every summer. So I totally get that analogy, and it's just spot on.
Very appropriate indeed. We have all sorts of fun, clever names for our neck of the woods, I tell you. You know, in addition to Vero Beach Magazine, the first, the only, there's some other great sponsors we'd love to get some credit to before we go on commercial break, like Sandridge. Now, I saw Rick a couple of weeks ago, and he had just got done doing the chamber golf event, which was not at Sandridge, but you are a golfer, right? That was quite the colorful shirt, sir.
I am a golfer. I can't be accused of being a good golfer.
Fair point.
But I am a golfer.
Right,
and I do like the sport, and I appreciate. There's some wonderful courses in Vero.
Oh, no kidding! And have you been out to Sandridge?
Believe it or not, I have not.
Well,
so, but obviously,
we know what Lisa should get you now for a belated Father's Day gift.
Right?
There
somehow
we go.
I feel I'm going to be there pretty soon, though.
You bet. Trust me, it's happening. My wheels are turning. We're calling Bella. We're going to make some things happen. At Sandridge, not only do they do golf for us adults, you can get together and do golf scrambles. They just recently did one for Critter Haven and trying to help raise funds for them after everything that happened. Of course, what great coverage the Press Journal gave to that particular. And then, of course, we have one coming up for the veterans. So Sandridge is really great in being able to work with local nonprofits, helping them have an event even more importantly, a great venue, include lunch and drinks, the whole nine. And they also do summer camps for kids.
Right. They have a really good opportunity for kids to get out there. And that way
of all ages, seven and up.
It makes it nice.
Oh,
so you
yeah.
have availability of being able to get your child out there, get involved in something, whether it be, you know, parent, you know, something nice to interact with the kids.
That's
golf
cool.
is so good.
It's a
in
great
life,
sport, too, because it's got...
In business?
Yeah, all kinds of things you can learn from golf. You know, patience, humility... Things like that.
That's very true.
Very true.
A lot of patience.
You don't see a lot of Latins playing golf.
Good observation, Faye.
Hate to say it.
But think about the hot orange outfits. Just saying.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. I think about the golf cart and the mojito I can take driving somebody
there
else.
There you go. Only in the world of golf is this acceptable. And of course, Foxy Nails. You can have yourself a margarita while you're getting a pedicure.
That's true.
Get a little manicure action. 7 days a week, Foxy Nails. You have ladies in your life, right, Rick? Beautiful daughter, beautiful wife.
I do.
They would love themselves some Foxy Nails.
They do like keeping their nails in order.
It's a necessity.
Yes.
When you're out there selling.
That. Only in the last few years have I learned that.
In Florida, it's a real necessity. Pedicures are a must.
Yeah.
In our
environment. We have too many open shoes with the heat.
That's right. So we have to. It's a necessary expense, yet it's an affordable expense at Foxy Nails. And you get that complimentary beverage, but it's really a lot of fun. It's a great family, highly endorsed by the Vero Insiders. And of course, Pac-Mail Beachside, we did some tremendous volume for Father's Day week leading up to the day, shipping out great custom gifts, different sentimental things. And just know that open 6 days a week here for all of your shipping needs. You can even purchase a Vero Beach magazine there for
the low
price of $5 if you don't happen to have the June issue, which is almost phased out. We're almost into July.
It's amazing. We're only
two weeks
away.
It's crazy. When we get back, we're going to talk about 4th of July party planning. More
for sure.
in store. Where to go, what to try, how to get
fun,
back
fun,
in
fun.
New River County.
If you wonder what to do, we got a magazine for you. Stay in the loop and get the latest scoop on the great Vero scene. Make it your routine. Pick up the first, the only Vero Beach magazine.
From amazing articles to ridiculously delicious recipes, along with the scoop on every event in the area, Vero Beach Magazine has been the trusted source for all things Vero for over 17 years. Subscribe today or come visit our newest venue, Vero Beach Magazine in the Village Shops.
Pick up the first, the only Vero Beach Magazine.
Pick up your copy today and visit VeroBeachMagazine.com.
Are you bored with the same old furniture styles you see everywhere? Heavy and dark? This is Florida. Wouldn't you like light, laid back, and cozy? At Sunshine Furniture, we have the largest selection of in-stock coastal and casual sofas, sleeper sofas, love seats, chairs, recliners, including a gallery of slipcover styles from Four Seasons. Right now, during our July 4 sale, you can save 50% on selected closeouts of bedroom, dining room, occasional tables, and upholstery groups, including 50% off all Beach House by Tommy Bahama. Here, we live life outside, and at Sunshine Furniture, we're the outdoor furniture experts. We're having a big clearance sale on patio furniture, so now is a great time to make your outdoor room come to life. Sunshine Furniture, 1295 US 1 in Vero Beach. Come in today and save during our July 4 sale. Become a Facebook friend and get 50% off all pictures, lamps, and accessories. Visit our website at sunshinefurniturecasual.com. And have a sunshine day.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
I hope your drive home is going smoothly and you're wondering about where to go this evening. Just listen to the Vero Insiders. We'll tell you. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery. I'm here with some wonderful people in the studio. My sidekick,
Faye Dominique. Welcome back, everyone.
Yes, and we have Mr. Rick Baxter of the Press Journal and TC Palm in the house.
Yeah.
Representing. We're doing a quick little recap before we go into 4th of July party planning. Father's Day just passed.
How was your Father's Day?
Yeah.
Tell me.
It's pretty awesome. I was kind of on the road a lot. We had a wedding we went to up in Gainesville, but then we went over to St. Augustine. One of my favorite restaurants in the world is in St. Augustine, and one of my favorite coffee and tea houses.
Well, do you have to share the restaurant's name? You can't keep it a secret.
It's called the Floridian.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of a locavore thing. You know, we're really into vegan cuisine. They have a lot of vegan cuisine, but also locavore stuff for non-vegans.
Oh, okay.
Or like me, I'm a Cheegan, a vegan who cheats. And then a great coffee tea shop called Kookaburra right in downtown St. Augustine. So then we motored back down home and had an evening meal Father's Day where I was celebrated for
Naturally.
Father's Day. You know,
as it and, should be.
As to it should max. Be.
Right. So that was fantastic. Okay. Had some nice clothing and some nice, very fine chocolates and things like
Ooh,
that. So
these are things that Dad likes.
There
right.
you go.
As
right.
well as all as sorts of gift cards from our sponsors. Don't forget that.
Yeah.
And what else would make a great Father's Day gift? Just throwing it out there, Rick.
Well, how about a gift certificate to White Glove Moving?
Dad doesn't want to pick up a thing. He would like a recliner delivered to his home. So true. Or perhaps for a good read, maybe a subscription to the Press Journal.
Now, there you go.
Now, every Sunday,
right.
a nice
right.
read
right.
with a tea or
right.
a coffee.
A relaxing read, exactly.
That'd be nice,
right?
Couple that with a little Vero Beach magazine subscription. You got Dad all the reading material he needs.
Exactly.
Indefinitely.
Informative Birthday. And quality.
That's what it's all about. But now, Faye, let's get to some ideas because before we even know it, we blink and it's going to be 4th of July. And it's on a Saturday this year. What a bonus.
It's great because it's on a Saturday. You don't have to worry about getting up Sunday early.
Yeah.
That's true.
You know, unless you have one of those careers that makes you get up on a Sunday, then we can only do so much.
Like motherhood? Yeah, that one. You don't get
motherhood,
to sleep
you
in.
Wake up anyway.
Sleeping in is overrated.
No. But I mean, there's so much that can be happening in a sense because it is a Saturday. There's a lot of stuff going on locally, but if you want to keep it simple, fun, and, you know, cost effective, you know, have friends over and make your signature 4th of July drink. Like each one of your friends brings a recipe and you all try it and, you know, have some fun at home like that. Make it easy, make it the barbecue.
A potluck of cocktails. Is that what you're suggesting?
Yeah.
I love this.
A mix for the mixer.
No wonder why she's a successful party planner. It all makes sense now.
And you can do the day stuff there, you know, friends home, poolside. God only knows we have enough beautiful beaches here.
We sure do.
You know, or, you know, that evening. And then what we call, depending on what your home looks like or where you're staying or so forth, you know, do the rooftop seating and look at the fireworks and stuff like that. So it doesn't always have to be going on.
You must have a unique view up there, sir.
You got the perfect view.
No kidding.
Yes, absolutely.
That's where we will find them. on 4th of July.
Very cool.
But it makes it nice. So if you don't want to drive, or instead of you want to keep it condensed and stuff at home, cost effective, you know, with everything that's happening, Father's Day just passed. I'm sure people are still trying to recover from that expenditure.
Yours truly is, I can tell you that much, henceforth iced coffee. That's happening. That's what's happening. What would you say would be a good signature 4th of July drink, Faye?
A nice one would be what they call a summer sweep, which is all the juices. So you could do apple juice, pineapple juice, and a little bit of, just lost my train of thought.
Like an orange juice?
Not an orange juice, but like a Sprite or something like that.
Oh, okay. Like and a then, little sparkle, a little fizz.
Exactly. They give it the fizz. And then you mix in one of the flavored vodkas. And so that way it's really light.
Ah. And you're getting juice, vitamin C.
Exactly. Well, really the juice will keep you, but the Sprite will keep you going with the sparkling and won't dehydrate you as much.
Oh, that's well said. I think that, so of all the flavored vodkas, because I thoroughly enjoy them all. I would say that probably something like the citrus would be a good one, a citrus infused.
Mm-hmm.
That would probably, the white grape.
They have one. They also now have the raspberry.
Oh, I love the raspberry.
The raspberry mix. Let me tell you, that's a nice drink. Not going to lie.
Oh,
and
smooth.
It's very refreshing. And it's light. Now, eventually it does catch up to you. So you want to take a swim and have a hot dog or hamburger in between here.
There you go. That's good advice. That's very good advice for our 4th of July party planning. I know that I will be working the Freedom Festival up in Sebastian. It's an annual event. And this year will not disappoint. They kick things off with a parade.
Nice.
And that's always a great way to get involved in the community and see what the businesses are doing, how they're contributing with floats. And they're actually doing a recycle regatta. A couple weeks ago, we had Keep Indian River Beautiful in here, our girl Daisy. And there's a couple of big businesses who are teaming up, one of them being Piper, and making floating devices, a boat of some sort, out of 70%+ of all recycled materials. And you have to be able to get two people in it. So after the parade, they're going to start the races there in the water, in the inlet there. I think it's going to be really awesome.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
But I'll be working the booth for Pac Mail and White Glove, handing out hand fans and infused water. And then I'll be looking for my friend Faye for one of her signature cocktails on 4th of July. That is my plan. What do you think?
I think it's a great plan. We may end up doing a boat. We don't know yet.
Right?
That's right.
That could be so fun. And swim and swim and swim. Freedom Festival. Have you either been up there before for the Freedom Festival, Rick? Have you been to
Sebastian? Yeah, but I have to say it's been a few years, though. I need to go again.
You really do. They're going to have over 120 booths this year.
That's a lot of booths this year.
It's going to be a lot of booths. It's a great way to start your morning off, and it goes on till about 4 o'clock, and then great fireworks up there. But, you know, sparklers, different things that you can do at home are just as beautiful, just as fun. Quality time is not overrated.
Exactly. And the whole point of 4th of July is you're celebrating the freedoms, with the freedoms of the family, of friends, and everything. And have fun.
Right.
It's just about having fun.
It really is. It really is. But we're going to go on commercial break. We're going to have more in store, where to go, what to try. Perhaps you should check out some live music this weekend at Blue Star. You know, it is Wednesday night. You're looking for something to do. Alabama Cousins, a little rock and blues, starting at 8 o'clock. And then what else do we have this weekend for Blue Star? Are you wondering? The Jacks, Friday night. They are awesome. Have you ever seen them perform at Kitty's Place? The Jacks on Friday. And then Dave and the Wave, 9 p.m., all rock music. Last week she had the outdoor concert.
Which was
Nash.
Crazy.
Crazy fun. Fantastic. Great specials. I tried the duck last Friday.
Nice.
Delicious. Oh, as a vegan, you probably wouldn't like that, would you, Rick?
Well, you know, I'm a Cheegan, not a vegan. You gotta remember that.
Okay, all right.
So I do
cheat. Scallops are accessible.
I like Rick's philosophy.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, you gotta stay kind of open-minded about that. But
Definitely. Generally,
I like vegan cuisine. But when something special comes up, I don't have a problem with something special like duck. That's really cool.
A little vegan cuisine with a little duck on top. That's
there you
all
go.
It is.
Right.
It's totally fine. It's totally natural. Yes, at the Blue Star, open Tuesday through Saturday for dinner, live music, great drinks. So if you're looking for something fun to do before our 4th of July festivities, I would recommend you to go support our downtown business. They're your neighbor, are they not? At the Press Journal there?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Very cool.
Very cool.
Very cool.
Indeed.
It's like
a
pitching wedge away from us, if
pretty
that,
much.
Maybe.
Ah.
Even for a bad golfer, I can get there.
Perfect. How tempting. Don't go anywhere. There's more in store with where to go, what to try, and how to give back.